Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we're going to just move right now and introduce who we got joining us. He's joining us once again because it's Combat Pistol Craft Day. And, of course, I'm talking about Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How are you today? Happy birthday.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Bill. Yeah, man, I turned 61 today.
We got Dave, right?
Kind of hard to believe. Pardon me?
Okay. I didn't hear your response when I said happy birthday. So happy birthday to you still.
Yeah, thank you very much, man. I turned 61 today.
I'm right behind you. Don't feel too bad. I'll keep you company.
I don't feel bad at all, man. I'm going to fight it all the way to my grave.
To the bitter end.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it's going to be with me, too. Dave and I were musing out loud yesterday. We were just having a chat about nothing in particular. And then I said something to him, and I blew his mind.
Yeah, it kind of spun me out, man.
It did. Well, and here's what, you know, you're talking about, because Dave is musing out loud about what he's going to be doing in the future. And I was sort of pointing out that maybe you should get into product development. I mean, because if I go and I make that suggestion to some gun builder, they're just going to look at me like, yeah, okay, he's been watching too many science fiction movies. If you do it, they'd actually try to do it for you.
Right. Well, if I may, go ahead and tell them why you spun me out, man. The first thing is I found it a stretch of my imagination that you even formulated the thought in the first place. But then having thought about it, kind of digging on it.
I suggested to Dave that we try to see to get someone to develop a striker-fired 1911. And while everybody's just sitting around there talking about this.
Yep, big pause. Give it time to let it.
While you're trying to digest that, understand why we're saying this. Because the 1911, as old as the design is, it's still very viable today. People that carry them, and you can shoot me down on this one if you want to, but somebody that is out there actively carrying a 1911, and this is the only gun they've ever carried, it's the only gun they do carry, they're normally fairly adept with their 1911, aren't they?
Yes. Yes. You can take that on good faith, that if a person actively chooses now, granted, there's always a gunball or two in the pile.
Sure.
But anyone that chooses to carry, you know, on a regular basis, carry a 1911 cock and law. That immediately displays to me they have confidence in their ability with it.
Right.
So they're probably good with it. Because it's a professional handgun.
Right.
For one reason and one reason only. It's extremely unforgiving. The 1911-45 and its true, you know, John and Browning mode can be very dangerous for an entry-level person to learn how to handle and be safe with it.
Right. I don't disagree with that at all. However, most 1911 shooters,
I mean, millions of people have done it.
Yeah. But most people that I would consider to be gunfighters.
Right.
Where they had no particular allegiance to any sort of gun or gun brand, when the Glock came out, a lot of people left the 1911 and went to the Glock. And that, I think, probably holds up to the point to where, for them, once again, it was very reliable. It was very forgiving.
Yeah, but may I interject something, dude?
Certainly.
You need to shed a little light on the calibers. Be a little more caliber specific. Because when, I believe it was Colt, first, you know, took a shot at the title with the 1911 9mm, things didn't actually go too well. And things didn't go well for the 1911 9mm for some years.
Right.
They had to be figured out.
They did. And, they did indeed. Now they have been. They have been. And now,
but
the,
now they have been, you know, everybody's, you know, on board with the 9-ball.
Right.
And making some outstanding modern combat handguns.
Now, what makes the 1911, the 2011, that particular platform, that silhouette, what makes that work so well for me is that grip angle and that trigger.
Right. But the design is inherently accurate, mechanically accurate.
Yes. But here's my thought. If you were to take that dependability and that short learning curve that you get with a Glock and combine that with that trigger and that grip angle of a 1911 and not get out there and say, well, you know, Smith & Wesson's already done it with the M&P or, no, you know, actually do a 1911 that was just a strike and fire gun and had the single action trigger.
Like a 1911. Yeah.
Just missing the grip, safety, and the hammer. That's all it's missing. If you actually did that, I'll bet you that would put a lot of people out of business.
I don't know, man. It might take...
It would take a little while. It would take a little while for people to get
the ground, you know?
Yeah.
Because I still don't see how you're going to develop a trigger group that is going to be as refined as the 1911 trigger group has been.
That's a real stickler, too. That's the sticking point.
That's going to fly, but, you know, I don't get paid the big bucks to figure that stuff out. There's plenty of engineers out there. Man, for all we know, somebody could be working on a project like that as we speak. Or they just heard, you know, you talk about a striker-fired 1911, and they're already going to work on it.
Ping. Yeah.
So that would be cool.
It would be cool. That'd be a gun I would be interested to play with. That would be definitely... I don't normally buy guns when they're brand new. And for that reason, and mainly because of I want them to work out the kinks in the gun.
Yeah, but pretty much... Are you speaking about a specific type of pistol? Because, you know, the normal train of thought, like getting a custom 1911 and, you know, you basically give it a pass for the first 500 to 1,000 rounds to allow it to break in. You know, parts lap in, blah, blah, blah. Before you really start troubleshooting any kind of issues with it. And, of course, the first aspect of that is to determine whether it's a shooter-induced malfunction or an actual mechanical malfunction of a pistol.
Right.
And then go from there. But that's not – that doesn't hold true, really. I mean, now, if you were to buy a true custom 1911 –
Tell you what, we're coming up on the first break.
Broken in already.
Yes, that's right. You're exactly right on that part. But we're coming up on the first break. I have a pistol in mind, and I will point that out to you when we get back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. Happy birthday to him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Super Dave Harrington, and we were talking about the striker-fired 1911.
How that would just somebody be... hasn't thought about it yet.
I thought I saw... When they were going through this thing where they picked up on the SIG P320, I thought that there was a gun that was sort of like that, and I can't remember who was... It was in the modular gun competition. I can't remember who it was, but it was a funky-looking 1911-shaped gun.
Right.
But I can't remember.
I don't know.
Can't remember what it was. But you were asking me if I knew about a gun that was... that maybe had to have some kinks worked out of it. You know, I've been talking about getting a hold of one of those Walther PDPs.
Right.
Well, they just did a recall on it.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what they did the recall on, because I got rid of the Walther PDP before the recall actually came out.
Right.
But they did a recall on it, and I just didn't check deep enough to find out to let it know. I didn't really notice anything about the gun that would made a alarm go off in my head or anything.
Right. Well, some manufacturers, if they, they're very close hold about, having problems and stuff. And, I mean, the recall could be nothing more than, something as simple as they become aware of an issue that hasn't become a problem yet. And they're just heading it off at the pass. Unless they publish a reason for the recall.
I will try to look it up in the break and see if I can find it. Okay, you look it up I'll be talking while you look it up. I just with most new guns, like with my favorite striker fired gun, the CZ P10C, right? When it first came out, it had a true ambidextrous mag release. Except it was very, very stiff. I mean, initially, when you would get it, you would actually have to take two thumbs to push it to depress it. And then, because it was just a straight piece of steel, as you used it, it would slick up a little bit, and then it would become easier to use. And a lot of people would compare that to the CZ P07 P09, which had this swappable mag release. It was very easy to activate. So they just very quietly made the change. They never did a public recall. The guns, the original guns are still out there. And they just started remanufacturing it. And when they did version 2.0, they had the swappable mag release built into it.
Okay. I got a question for you, bro.
Sure.
When did you hear about this Walther recall?
Last week, I believe it was.
Okay, because... The only thing I'm pulling up is old stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing recent. Involving the PDP.
All right. Somebody that owns one on social media put out there was a recall issued on them. So I'm just going by that. I mean, that could be wrong as the day is long.
Don't see, unless it's, there's nothing, they have other, like the PPS and the CC whatever, but there's nothing on the PDP. So maybe the dude was talking smack, man. Who knows?
Who knows? Have you ever looked at guns that were supposed to be the next big thing and wondered why they didn't stick around and they just don't even exist anymore?
Oh yeah,
I tried one time that I thought, wow, this is really, because I could shoot it really well. But do you remember the Colt Double Eagle?
Yeah. Uh huh.
I could shoot that all day long.
That was kind of a dude for real.
Yeah.
That was kind of a paperweight blaster. You know what I mean? That's something you'd load and put on the top of your desk to hold stuff down.
Right. Well, that's what I gathered, because it went away. It went away really fast.
Pretty quick, yeah. Well, back in the day when I was at the Special Warfare Center at Bragg, we were involved in a... Actually, remember the SOCOM developing the offensive handgun? And the inside loop, we called it the truly offensive handgun. Because the initial... you know, the forerunners that were submitted by, you know, the three major manufacturers were truly offensive, dude. The only company to actually apply every legitimate suggestion was HK.
Okay.
Hence the HK SOCOM blaster. That what was that blaster came out of that R&D loop that, you know, we happened to be in.
The big MK-23?
Just, other mechanisms. Pardon me?
The big MK-23?
Right. But even then, born out of that blaster was the USP line. You see what I mean?
I do.
It was pretty cool. Just a, you know, point of interest.
With the MK-23, do they still, does anybody still run that?
I have no idea, man. I'm almost a generation removed from the whole gig. You know what I mean?
I do. So, oh, don't I know? I do know. I mean, I've been out of the Army for 31 years.
I've kept pretty good tabs, you know, with dudes I've worked with, but I never asked, you know, like, what's going on or, you know, how well are we doing, that type of thing anymore, because my generation's gone and has been out of the loop for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, there's select personnel that are still in the mix, but as far as I'm concerned, all that stuff is none of my business anymore. You know what I mean?
I do. I do. I've tried talking to those guys that are in there today. They seem about as interested in hearing anything from me as... Well, they don't seem very interested in
anything. Here's how I look at it, dude.
But I'll tell you what. Hang on.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the break.
Yeah.
To find out what's going on with Super Dave. And he's beginning to get sort of busy now. He's going to be busy for weeks on end coming up. You need to go check him out at combatspeed.com. The website is up and running. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added far more private sector jobs last month than analysts expected. The ADP private payrolls report shows 571,000 new jobs were created in October, well above the experts' estimate of 370,000. Virginia will have a new Republican governor after a tight race on Election Day. Glenn Youngkin defeating former Governor Terry McAuliffe in a race seen as a possible bellwether for the 2022 midterm elections. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says McAuliffe could have had two big things to sell on the campaign trail, but he didn't.
If we had been able to deliver infrastructure reconciliation in mid-October, he could have sold universal pre-K, affordable child care, infrastructure, and you know what? We're going to get both of these bills.
USA Radio News. The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. The target range for the Fed funds rate will stay between 0 and 1/4%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell telling reporters that economic gains have been restrained by the ongoing effects of the COVID pandemic. He thinks economic growth should pick up this quarter, resulting in strong gains by year's end. 28 million Americans are now given the green light to get vaccinated.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky greenlit the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11. That is the final step in the approval process that makes coronavirus vaccines available to younger children as soon as Friday.
Wes Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. Also, Walgreens and CVS will begin offering coronavirus shots to kids ages 5 through 11 this weekend. Walgreens beginning their nationwide rollout on Saturday, CVS following suit on Sunday. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking with Super Dave Harrington on his birthday. We're just talking about guns and training and stuff like that. And Super Dave's talking about coming up here and doing a little training with me, for me, which we'll try to make that work and turn that into a little media event if we can. But
yeah, we can pull that off.
I think so. I've been looking at the logistics of that, so I'm working on it.
Okay.
Anyway.
Good.
I don't remember where we were. We were talking about not being in the Army anymore and how we don't keep up too much.
Right, a generation removed. Excuse me. Being a generation removed from the gig, you know, it's kind of hard to know what's going on. I got a snapshot on the inside of what's happening within the training group realm, and I was digging on it. It was, all part of it. All things concerned, I guess the best way I like to describe what I'm thinking is I think people are really kind of getting a snapshot of how sheer the material is that holds everything together. You know what I mean?
I do.
Doesn't take a whole lot to rip it up, man. And, you know, repairing it is going to be something else. But
now, are you talking about what's happening now in the country?
Yeah. And also, but what's always been happening in the world. What I'm saying is, from a general perspective, you know, when you get around and you're running the kind of loops that you kind of get a feel or, you know, actually know and see how sheer the fabric is that holds everything together.
Yeah.
It's very easy for things to go sideways. You know what I mean? And once they
It's surprising it doesn't go sideways more often.
Well, thank God for that.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, it's no harm, no foul, man. I mean, it's coming.
Right.
Period.
When you were in the military, when you were in the military, did you ever sit back and feel political? Did you ever think politically when you were? Because I didn't.
No, dude. The as a matter of fact, I remember a very kind of a one-way conversation I had with the XO, the battalion XO, one day. He kind of took me to school. I made a comment about the, you know, I basically, when I say made a comment, I spoke my mind.
Right.
On the political correctness thing, because this, it was a memorandum or something that had come down from group, but it kind of, it aggravated me to no end, because in the language in this memorandum was basically kind of get with, you know, if you were to read between the lines, it's kind of get with the politically correct program. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm like, you know, whoa. And the XO was my boss. I wasn't just arbitrarily, you know, having a conversation with a battalion XO. He was my boss, because at the time I was assigned as the battalion intelligence NCO. And so I worked for the XO. And, man, he gave me a perspective on, you know, what it would take to combat that psychology. The dude was very intelligent. But I can't remember his name to save my life.
Right.
You see, his face is plain as day. But he gave me a very interesting perspective on that whole mentality of political correctness. And basically, it's a disease. It's a, as far as I'm concerned, it's a diseased thought process, because for one simple fact, as I understand it, you know, being politically correct is operating in a manner in which everybody is pleased or everybody's happy, right?
Right.
Well, it's not real to begin with. You're not going to make everybody happy all the time.
No.
So that's a flawed concept from the very beginning, just like socialism is. You know?
Absolutely.
You know, America is about, the way I see it, you know, making your own way. Having the opportunity for freedom of thought, freedom of action, to make your own way. You know, the only person that's responsible for your well-being is you, the individual. Now, if you happen to be part of that privileged crowd that's born into money or wealth and all that kind of stuff, drive on, man. You got lucky.
Right.
But just because you're rich don't make you any smarter than me or any more intelligent. You understand what I mean?
I do.
Your place in this world is based on how you want to live it, you know, and you have, you know, the freedom to choose. That's what it's about. You know, America is about having the freedom of choice to choose what it is from moment to moment that you want to do. Now, yeah, we're a nation of laws. Because any society has to have laws to kind of keep the human animal on a leash. You can't just run rampant. Well, people do it anyway, but
yeah.
I don't want to get too far off into the balance of the justice system and the legal system.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, on a lot of different levels. People have tried to avoid or come up with ways of deflecting responsibility or accountability. And, I mean, look where it's got us.
Yeah. Indeed. Yeah.
Sad. But anyway, dude, I'll keep driving on.
Well, that's sad.
I'll be as responsible a citizen I can be, you know, to the Constitution of the United States.
Coming up on the next break, but quick question. It's probably yes or no. Do you think when we get out of the service, when we exit the military,
right,
do most of us as individuals consider that we've been released from the oath?
Negative, dude. You're never released from the oath.
That was my
thought. As a matter of fact, just, you know, because you're out of the military or you retired, you can be recalled.
Yep.
So, I don't, you know, a lot of people don't know that. But yes, were things to get bad enough, the country would rely on former military people and retired military people to fill the ranks, especially in key leadership positions.
Yep. Coming up on the last break, you can find Dave on Facebook. You can, he has two pages on Facebook, professional page Super Dave Harrington, personal page Dave Harrington, and on YouTube. Super Dave Harrington is the name of his channel. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington. It's his birthday today, 61 years young, which is always splendid. Splendid. It's splendid.
It's better than I have in the last 20.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. For you, right? For you with your legs, your legs and your hip and everything that have been giving you that had given you issues earlier. Right. This has got to be particularly pleasing now that you are sort of rounding that bend and getting that mobility back and that movement back, huh?
Absolutely. The one thing that has kept me on track, so to speak, through all of this psychological horror of my injuries and surgeries is to be able to not just, you know, shoot a match again. That's cool. If you just want to go shoot a match and enjoy it, drive on. My intent has always been to get back into competitive shooting and be competitive doing it. You know, there's a difference.
Right.
But I'm feeling really good about it. I've got did I tell you about the TV show thing?
Yes, but you can talk about it again.
No, if I already spoke to it, I don't need to.
Well, I don't think you spoke to it here.
The thing about that is, it's going to be a pretty involved gig, and my only concern is, you know, of course, my Achilles. But I don't know what it is they're going to have us perform. Here's what I do know. I know where I need to be, when I need to be there, and what I need to have when I show up. And that's what I know. And the filming days are Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday coming up.
Right.
And then I come home. I'm home for a day. Then I fly to Laredo, Texas for like 10 days and get back, have a short break, go to New Mexico, get back, short break, go to Maine. And that takes me into December. And then I don't have the hard dates for the Trigger Time TV season 2022 season filming is going to be, but it'll be in like mid-December-ish.
Right.
But things are going well. I can't complain.
Yep.
Wouldn't complain if they weren't going well anyway, because it ain't going to help.
Just your not your nature, is it?
Right. But
how do you like? How do you like the whole TV video filming process?
How do I like it?
How do you like it?
I mean, I don't know. I've done everything from using my phone to, like, legit film crews. You know what I mean?
Right.
It doesn't, now it adds when you know, we affectionately call a camera the one eye. You know what I mean?
I do.
And the one eye misses nothing. That's why I'm so, I've never had any trouble with any of the film crews I've worked with because I'm actually kind of easy to work with simply because I am prepared. I'm rehearsed. I know my material. I've physically rehearsed it until I'm ready, you know, to do it for the one eye. And that's how I look at it. And, yeah, when I my first, I don't know, 6 months to a year's worth of involvement with a camera actually, you know, worked out really well. I don't allow it to get under my skin, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, uh-oh. The camera's on, so now I can't function because I'm stressed out. But there's different ways of, conditioning yourself to handle that kind of self-induced stress. Even though it is an external stressor, you know, it can generate quite a bit of stress. You know, because the first thing people think about is, you know, the camera adds 20 pounds. Well, that's true. You know, how are you going to combat that? So if you're one of these cats that are all jiggy about your appearance, you know, to an extreme, you know, the camera thing might not be for you because you're going to look 20 pounds heavier. You know, it's the little things, man, that matter. You know, the little things that could get in your head and become a distractor to your performance are exactly those things that you learn to control through training and practice, but primarily practicing. And then take your practicing to the rehearsal level. You know, there's a saying out there, and I don't know who to credit for it, but it goes like, you know, an amateur practices until they get it right. And a professional practices until they can't get it wrong. And it's as true as gold. You know, if you practice something to the extent that you can establish a consistent level of performance, that is, you are doing exactly what you need to be doing and be doing it properly. As efficiently as possible. Because here's what I do now. When you need speed, when the time comes and your brain tells you to pull it on, you will be able to pull it off.
Right.
But only if your technique is pure and as efficient as possible. Because if your technique isn't legit, when you pour on the speed, you're going to find that out. Things aren't going to go well.
Right.
When you accelerate. I kind of look at speed. You know, there's many different ways of describing speed. But I now look at it as accelerating and decelerating my actions. Because if you think about it and break it down, sequence it out, multitask it, you're actually, even within a complex task, accelerating and decelerating many different times to do whatever, task X, you know?
Right.
It's interesting, man. You know, I like to sit back. I draw the curtains, lock the door, turn the lights out, and climb into my think tank every once in a while, and it does me a lot of good.
As far as the TV part of it, with what little TV I do with the streaming TV show I have,
right.
I just think to myself, I look the way I look because of doctors, and there's not a lot I can do with it, and since I can't do nothing about it, and since I've lived to this age and I've probably earned all of these inches, enjoy the show.
Right, that's cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, in my circumstances, you know, I've had friends approach me, you know, like on a confidential level, dude, you know, like you're getting a little heavy, bro, you need to drop some LBs. And it blows my mind every time somebody does that. Now, I appreciate it because they're looking out for me. They're truly
sure.
looking out for me.
Well, we're going to run out of time before we can have this conversation. We got about. Here's what I will tell you about that. I'm sure. Yes, please.
Got time for that? Dig this, dude. What amazes me is that people actually feel like they have to inform me of something I already understand.
Like you don't know it.
You know what I mean?
I do.
I appreciate you looking out for me, bro, but, you know, hey, dude, bag out, man. I'm on it.
You got it. Well, listen. We've run out of time. Happy birthday
yep.
to you. I'm right behind
you.
You are not alone in this little journey, my man. And we will do it again, same bat time. Well, if we can, we'll do it again, same bat time, same bat channel. We'll talk about that later. And thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
Coming up next.
Out.
Yes, sir. Out. Coming up next, David Kodria. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.